Hey.
Oh, hi.
Hey. Sorry, did I surprise you?
You always do.
Were you asleep?
Yeah. We are not listening. We're actually performing. Do you think this is performing?
I'd say that, well, Mariah Carey got in trouble a few New Years ago because her monitors weren't on when she was performing. So she wasn't listening to herself.
That's true.
And then she couldn't perform. So we are listening to ourselves and performing.
Yeah. This is Radio Pizza Party on CITR
101.9
FM in Vancouver.
It's good.
More specifically, the unceded territory of the Musqueam people here at the UBC campus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not the UBC Krampus.
Ah!
I'd be scared of that.
Yeah, that'd be too
that
scary.
Turn.
I'd be like, move the Christmas tree behind it. The little creature known to the world as Krampus.
Known to the world, known to people from sea to shining sea.
From sea to shining sea.
To the shining sea that's next to that one.
Did you ever do This Land Is Our Land, that song by Woody Guthrie. Did you ever do a Canadian version of it?
No.
We in like grade school, young ages, we did like a Canadian version of this Land Is Our Land.
Okay.
So it'd be like from Great Lakes, they mentioned that. Like, yeah, sure. That touches both countries.
Yes.
But they'd be like from Newfoundland to Vancouver Island. It would be, it was like that. Little fact for you.
Cool. Is Newfoundland the most easternly province?
Yeah, I think so. I think the very tip of it is the most eastern point part of North America.
Cool. You think people go there and like throw things in the ocean?
Yeah, they're like, this is now the most eastern point.
You think did you ever go down to the river and try to dam it up or like make a bridge across?
Oh yeah, sometimes.
You think people try to do that with the Atlantic Ocean?
They try to put dirt and stuff and like rocks.
And they're like, we're making it even more easternly.
Yeah, that's a good idea. It's like when people bring like rocks from like the cliffs of Dover and they build things.
Are you thinking of a specific instance or is this just a thing you've heard of?
I know people bring like rocks from other places to add them to the other places.
Are you thinking of building something?
When you take, you get wood.
Yeah.
You get a tree, you cut it down, you bring it to another place. Sometimes that place has been zoned for residential dwellings. Okay. Then they build what I like to call and what my family likes to call a house.
See, we don't call them that in our...
What do you call them?
We call them four walls and a roofer.
Weird. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, I guess, hey, like, it's equally as weird as house.
Yeah, house doesn't really mean much. Do you think it's because you could originally only afford so much that it was small enough for a mouse?
I think so. I think the signified and the signifier are the same thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
We are Radio Pizza Party, which is broadcast every Friday from 6 to 7:30.
At this point, about half the time, just law of averages, we have a guest. We went a long time without having guests. We went a long time with having guests.
Yeah.
And now we're getting back to the good old days, some solo bro shows.
Yeah, we're having a few things. You know, people are busy this time of year, at least of our friends groups.
But us?
Oh.
Nothing is more important to me than this radio show.
I agree. I've missed, like, births.
Deaths.
I've missed, yeah, definitely those.
In most cases, you're happy to miss one of those.
Yeah, you don't want to be, like, present for someone's death a lot of the time.
Yeah, no. Yikes.
I've missed like several of my marriages.
How many marriages have you had?
Well, none because I missed them.
True. Yeah. Steph must be pissed.
Yeah, well, because they're not to her.
Did I just dox your girlfriend?
Well, yeah, hey, my girlfriend,
wait,
not my wives.
Can we dox some of your wives on here? I guess your fiancés if you missed
the marriage. Yeah, we missed the marriage. Again. Well, not even that anymore because they're a little upset. Obviously.
So you've...
I would be upset too.
Yeah, if you're for a dumb radio show.
I was like, hey, I understand.
Yeah. Speaking of wives and religion.
Yeah.
And organizing things.
Whoa.
It's a special holiday today.
Oh my God.
Whoa, it's a bit of a hint.
Yeah.
What day are we looking at here, Tristan? What day?
Let's open up the
old calendar app here.
Well, it seems to me that it is Good Friday.
Yep.
This Friday. And I noticed it a few times today when I got up and I wanted to go to the pool, and it had limited hours. So I wasn't able to go. Because
well,
I was
were,
like,
how limited were they?
From 10 a.m. to 2. And it was 2, it was like 3 by the time I was like, oh, I'm going to go to the pool. And I was like, oh, I guess I can't. But then I was like, oh, right, because it is a holiday today.
Did you look it up or did you get to the pool?
No, I looked it up.
That's a good
yeah.
move.
Yeah.
I was going to say, because you got here at about 5:50, so you would have basically had to go home and then come back.
Yeah, I didn't do that.
That would have been a bummer.
That would have been. What about you? What made you realize it was Good Friday?
I woke up. My girlfriend smashed a giant chocolate Easter egg over my head, as is tradition in our family.
Yeah, that's very traditional.
Yeah.
That's what they say about the Lammings and the Galloways, a very traditional family.
Oh, yeah. And then I went to work at a bakery which shall remain nameless, and I made...
I think we've said it multiple times.
Oh, we've said it
but
so
if you
want to
go
times.
Through the records and find out...
Yeah, if you want to hack into the meteor, as they say, and find out the name of the bakery that I work at, you can do that.
Yeah.
And I made a bunch of hot cross buns, and I said, hey, wait a minute. There's an occasion for doing this.
Yeah.
I thought Easter egg in the head, making hot cross buns, the calendar, the 19th is circled and it says Good Friday. It must be Good Friday.
And it was it's Good Friday today.
Yeah.
Another thing about hot cross buns.
Yeah.
You know why they're I was like, oh, they're a fun little dessert.
But I've described them as that.
Yeah. But I know this might seem obvious to a lot of people, but they're cross because of the cross, like the Jesus cross.
Yes.
And I remember just thinking that's just so weird.
It's been weird that you eat it.
Yeah.
You don't.
I think that's
the
aspect.
Yeah.
That is weird for me.
And not so much that it is it's kind of obvious that it's a cross.
Yeah, because it's like, oh, this is a yummy, delicious thing that was a horrible torture device and was a big part of the death of someone. But hey,
I would say describing a cross as a big part of the death of someone, it's a bit like describing a gun as a big part of the death of like it. Not a big part.
Well, someone had to put them there.
Well, yeah, but yeah.
I think it's a big part. I wouldn't say. Like, would you say guns don't kill people, people kill people? I say that all the time on this radio show. That
they're always trying to get NRA people in here.
Yeah, I'm trying to
get Dan Bongino.
Dana Loesch, is that
I think it's pronounced Lash.
Lash, yeah. Funny.
Yeah.
Funny.
Funny.
So, Jack, why don't we move on?
Let's move on. Let's get out of here. Let's yeet ourselves off this mortal coil.
Why don't we move on to...
A segment we like to call...
Some news.
To discuss.
To discuss.
And this isn't the weekend update, because it's Friday. Hey, Colin Jost, get out of here.
Michael Che.
Guevara.
Do you think that's a thing somewhere? Michael Che Guevara?
I'm sure there's somebody in New York selling bumper stickers with that on it, because New York loves him so much.
Che Guevara or Michael Che?
Both.
Both?
Yeah.
Yeah, or someone hates them both, and it's like an insult to both.
Yeah.
Do you think, Michael Che Guevara, they're in a room. Are they friends? Are they hanging out?
I think I've never met a Jack I didn't like.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't. Really? Oh, I have. Oh. But
and
let's just keep these.
Do it by average.
Yeah. Law of averages, I've liked every Jack I've ever met.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd say if you share the last name... If your last name is somebody else's first name, you're going to be friends. If I met a Lamming Taylor, let's say their last name is.
Yeah.
Like, dude, you're
not. Wait, their first name would be Lamming?
Their first name would be Lamming.
Did I tell you I met someone who, his last name was Wheeler.
Yeah.
And his first name, I won't give it any more specifics because I don't want to like necessarily, I think he's actually kind of public. But his first name is my mother's maiden name. And his last name is my dad's last name.
Okay. I was going to ask what your mother's maiden name was, but that would have been the same as you just saying.
I'll just say his name was Graham Wheeler, which I thought was weird. I was like whoa, that's weird.
What would you expect his last name to be? Cracker?
Yeah. Graham?
Norton?
Graham Norton? Graham Edward Norton?
If we can have Graham Norton on this show, I would be surprised.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's a nice guy. Speaking of having people on the show, how does our... We aren't talking about the news at all.
No, we aren't. Let's go to the first bit of news to discuss.
Why don't you take it?
Oh, man.
Edward Norton Dam.
Notre Dame was burned. It burned. It had a big burning on it.
And not the fun controlled kind like Burning Man.
Yeah, no, this was a bad accidental
uncontrolled
burning.
Kind.
Yeah. Where do you stand on this, Jack?
I think
pro or anti?
Burn it down. No, I mean, it as a history major,
right?
It's bad that it burned down, but also you obviously saw the fact that like 10 billionaires have pledged $1 billion in a day.
Yeah.
Why that? Like, there was no chance that it wasn't going to get rebuilt. They weren't hurting for anything. They could have donated their money to any number of much better causes.
Yeah, I think it's like one of those things where I think there's like a bit of like a mysticism around. I mean, not mysticism in the right word, but like people like to think of themselves as patrons of the arts, and so I think that's probably part of it.
That's
and,
true, but I think if
which I don't think necessarily think is good.
Yeah, I feel like being a patron of a clean water supply.
Yeah, exactly.
Is
yeah,
better.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah,
but I think that's why people have so many, and then people obviously want to be like, I was the guy who, when the French the symbol of a nation.
Okay,
I, yeah.
Here's the thing: do you think they're gonna sell naming rights? Like, you know how it's like Rogers Arena.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it'll be like the
PepsiCo,
the PepsiCo
Notre Dame Cathedral?
Yeah, and it'll have a big neon sign on the front.
Yeah, I think. Well, I mean, whatever happens, definitely neon. Definitely add that. That was a major oversight in the construction.
Yeah. I mean, if they couldn't figure out neon by 1200, they didn't deserve to have a cathedral.
Yeah. No, truly, truly.
Truly. Want to go on to our next piece of news?
Yeah.
Why not?
Let's
get to it.
We're having fun.
We're having so much fun. People outside can't even believe it.
Dude, there's people outside. They're like, you are having fun. You are having fun.
Somebody wrote up a sign really quickly that said that.
You know in like old Much Music?
Yeah.
Or they'd
had
the windows?
Yeah, because it was in Toronto or wherever.
Yeah. Next piece of news.
Ontario is getting rid of library.
Yeah, did you hear about this?
I didn't hear about this. Tell me more.
They're getting rid of library. No, they cut like library funding in half. In Ontario.
Ouch. Canada. I feel like I hear about Ontario cutting funding for something drastic just about every day.
Truth.
And that's bad.
Yeah, and then like there's a big medical thing. And
yeah, I feel like I read something, Jack Howen, hashtag friend of the pod.
Yeah.
Tweeted something about them cutting funding for water testing in Toronto by like 50% this year. So they cut it by 200 and something million of their 600 million budget. And then every year after that, they're cutting it in half again. So it's in like 5 years, they're going to have no money for testing water of the biggest city in Canada.
I'll be there in 4 months. So I'll tell you what the water is like.
It's pink today.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy how that's happening. And like, yeah, just seeing like people we know. Notably, yeah, like Jack Howen, he's a reporter out there.
Yeah,
and
not to brag, we know reporters. No,
yeah, like he's been on our show. And he's,
yeah, and he told us exclusives on our show.
Yeah, he was like, "Okay, get this, Doug Ford's going to be the premier," and we're like, "Okay, yeah, right."
Come on, maybe he'll be at the premiere of Avengers Endgame.
Yeah, maybe he'll go see that movie because big MCU head. That
oh
guy.
Yeah.
Oh, Doug.
Yeah,
Dougie. Yeah, so he gave us that, and it was kind of one of those things where like, no. But then I guess he made it happen. He pulled some strings.
Yep. You know what's wild? Doug Ford is definitely going to run. He's going to run for leadership of the Conservative Party.
Within, of Canada?
Within 5 years. Oh, yeah. And then he's gonna run for prime minister. Like, I feel like that's the path
he's on.
That's
your trajectory? Yeah.
Which is awful.
I don't know if he's pot. Oh, I guess we'll find out.
Yeah,
but,
my uncle loves him.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he's.
I haven't talked to him about it, but I know my uncle.
And
oh, I know he loves Doug Ford.
Oh yeah, that's wild. Yeah, that's. I mean, this. Another piece of news is in Alberta, they had an election as well.
Yeah, and that didn't go so great for the old NDP.
Oh. We usually don't talk so much about politics.
No,
but,
especially Canadian politics. Yeah. A little bit insular for our very global audience. Hey, yeah. If you guys are wondering. Canada has provinces.
Yeah, so you know where you're from might have states, might have territories, might have
prefectures,
might have cantos. Is that what Switzerland has?
Is that what I know? The Canto region. from Pokemon.
There's some sort of thing like that. We have what we call provinces.
Yeah.
Yeah. Provinciale.
Hey, guanciale. Hey, I can go for some carbonara right now.
Do it.
All right. I'm going to go back. We're going to go for a quick little break. Yeah. I'm going to whip up some carbonara.
Okay.
Then we're going to get right back.
And then after, are we actually going to a quick little break?
No, we'll go in like a few minutes. Okay.
That was you teasing that for real.
Hey, I'm going to tease something. Not kidding this time.
Tease me.
I'm going to tease you. We have a little bit of an audio doc coming up.
We do. And this is definitely a departure for the old Radio Pizza Bros here.
Yeah. This
some news to discuss is over now. Can you play that?
Oh, yeah. Jeez, I'm sorry, man. One second.
What you get when you get Jack Lemmy on the boards. Beep, beep, beep. Yeah, that's
what it is. Hey, do you remember the time we played an A&W ad 60 times?
Yeah, that was good.
I just thought of that. So we're doing our first out on the street. A streeter, as I say. A remote, as Conan would say.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to tease that. It might have to do with a Costco. Might have to do with breaking a rule.
Hmm?
Should not.
What do you think the statute of limitations on that
is? I think the statute of limitations on breaking and entering is
20. We didn't break and enter.
I think it's 20 minutes.
Any police listening to this? We did not break and enter.
Hey.
We entered.
Hey, Steph's dad.
We entered a business while it was open.
Yeah. That's if there's rules against that.
Okay, throw me in the slammer.
Hey. Throw away the key.
Eat the key like in a movie.
Do you think
and then I have to get it from your stomach.
Do you think Costco letting somebody in without a card is like a bar letting in somebody that's under 19?
they lose their license.
Yeah. But it's just from Costco head office.
Yeah. They have to be closed for 24 hours. It really hurts business. It's bad. Yeah, you don't want that to happen.
We're going to have an audio doc. We're going to talk about it. We're going to walk you through some things.
But Jack, why don't we... Do we want to pick a topic?
We already did.
Oh, we did.
We did pick a topic. We just didn't play the theme song because we just told people what the topic was.
Yeah, so the topic
is... We've dropped all the pretense of this show being random at all.
I know. People are going to be... Like, all our listeners, like our thousands and thousands of listeners, that's what we're going to get.
Yeah, dozens of thousands.
They're going to be so PO'd at what they are hearing because they're going to be like, we have traditions. This is like...
This is like Sophie not smashing an egg over Jack's head.
Yeah, this is like Fiddler on the Roof tradition. And it's not happening.
Yeah.
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 What do you have any weird family traditions, Jack?
Every Christmas we watch Love Actually. Which was weird when the movie hadn't come out yet.
Yeah.
It was tough. You guys My dad had a spec script that we'd just act out. We don't have that many family traditions, honestly. No. We used to run a lot together.
From anything in particular?
The police.
Cool.
Yeah. Not really. Do you have any family traditions?
As I asked that, I was trying to think of some.
How'd you do?
I didn't have a whole lot. Geez, yeah, I don't know. I don't like Christmas. Or no, yeah, like New Year's Eve.
You guys celebrate Christmas in your family?
Yeah, we celebrate Christmas. That's a big tradition. New Year's Eve, we do... Valentine's Day, we'll kind of do a little something. My dad will get my mom flowers when they're together, and things like that, just like kind of classic traditions like that.
Cool.
Yeah.
Did your parents give you a birthday card on your birthday?
What? Yes, of course. What do you mean they give what?
My parents didn't give me a birthday. They gave me my birthday presents, but I didn't usually get a card.
Usually I'd get both.
Yeah, see, that's Sophie was flabbergasted by this. I just like
you just get a present. Would it be wrapped?
Well, yeah, it'd be wrapped.
Would it have a little note saying to Jack?
No, I was the only one whose birthday it was.
Okay. Well, usually, I mean, it's not like insane, but usually people get cards with their birthday presents. Did I get you a card for your birthday?
No, you got me a bottle of Campari.
Yeah,
and it was really nice. Yeah. I still have it.
Sweet. Yeah, I don't think it goes bad.
No. Vermouth does. Yeah, Campari's fine. Yeah. It's basically all sugar.
Yeah.
Let's go to a quick little
break.
this next song is by Devours. It's called Taxidermy the Musical.
Fun.
All right, bye.
Devours is cool.
You'll never get me to stop. My pride is all that I've got. It is what it is, and no one's gonna change me, 'cause I'm a goddess in my prime. Don't try to shame me for my pink shoes, limp wrist, or unabashed love of Beyonce. I'm flaming and I'm happy as fuck, and if it's not enough, not enough, not enough, you'll know exactly where I stand. And if it's not enough, not enough, not enough, show me what it takes to be a man. And if it's not enough, not enough, not enough, you'll know exactly where I stand. And if it's not enough, not enough, not enough, show me what it takes to be a man.
Mental health matters. Do you struggle with anxiety, depression, ADHD, bipolar disorder, sleep issues, or anything that is compromising your mental wellness? If so, book an appointment with Finlandia's integrative mental health practitioner today. Karen Ryan can help you with your symptoms, your challenges, and your goals, and will create a treatment plan specifically designed for you. Students pay only $50 for their first consultation, which includes a gift bag of supplements worth over $60 from some of the top health companies in the industry. Call Finlandia today at 604-734-7760 and let our team help you turn your mental illness into mental wellness.
Am I wrong?
Man, they were nihilists, man.
Huh?
They kept saying they believed in nothing.
Nihilists. Me.
The Great Escape from Nihilism, Rediscovering Our Passion in Late Modernity by Dr. Gordon E. Karkner involves a journey out of the prison of contemporary nihilism and into a meaningful life trajectory. Rooted in the work of Canadian premier philosopher Charles Taylor, this book is a relevant read for students and faculty. You can find it at the UBC or Regent bookstores.
Who's the f***ing nihilist around here, you bunch of f***ing crybabies?
To understand more about fashion, we asked CITR student executive and fashion expert Jonathan Q what fashion means to him.
It's just aesthetically, something that's so ostentatious. Typically. I mean, because, of course, I mean, it's also, you know, I mean, when you say fashion, I think people are talking explicitly about consumerism, as opposed to someone who buys, like, you know, let's say, you know, someone buys a
If you really want to know more about fashion, come on down to CITR in the Student Union Building of UBC and pick up some of our merchandise à la mode. Nous avons t-shirts, sweatshirts, socks, and coffee mugs.
But it's also very aesthetically gripping.
To keep you styling in support of the station you love. Isn't that right, Jonathan?
Well, actually, is it? Because, I mean, you know, I was going to say because of the cultural vacuum that we exist within, but then, you know, really, fashion today is kind of derived from the European idea of couture, and that's been around for centuries.
Hi!
Hi!
You are listening to
CITR 101.9 FM. If you were listening before the break, we teased a little something.
And we teased a little bit of a goof.
A little bit of a investigative journalism, I would say.
We wanted to test the limits of human endurance. Mm-hmm. We wanted to test a system.
Yeah, we tested the system, and the system...
We fought the law.
Won.
And we won.
How come no one said that song?
I got off on fraud charges.
I fought the law and I got off on a technicality. I fought the law and technicality, yeah. Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
Jazz.
Acid jazz.
Acid jazz. The three types of music.
Yeah, three types of music. Concerned. Should we, and just to introduce this, we have a...
What is it, Jack? Spit
it's unconventional.
It out.
It's an audio doc. We're gonna play a little bit of it now. We're gonna pop in from time to time.
Wait, is it just gonna start explaining it for us?
A lot of it explains it for
this,
us.
We should this, say this happened on Saturday.
This happened last Saturday. You know, yes.
Yes.
And we've been just foaming at the mouth to share this with you people.
Yeah.
And we're just going to do it. There's about a minute of intro.
Mm-hmm.
This will take us to once we get into Costco.
Oh. Ooh, little teaser.
All right.
Let's play it.
So we're outside of the Costco downtown.
First off, this is Radio Pizza Party.
Oh, yeah.
You're listening to Radio Pizza Party from CITR.
101.9.
We're outside of the Costco downtown. Neither of us have a Costco membership. My parents do, but they are not in the country.
Yeah.
We're gonna try
I don't even know if my parents do, and they are in the country, so we're kind of SOL there.
Yeah, so we're going to try to get into Costco without a card. We have a tactic. Tristan's going to try it first.
Yeah, I'm going to do the... So I'm going to go on the phone upset, and if they ask, I'll act like I am grabbing the debit card for my girlfriend, is the idea there.
Yeah, depending on how well Tristan's works... I mean, I'm assuming you can just text me when you're in.
Yeah, or I could give you... I'll let you know.
Yeah, and then I'm going to try... Probably the exact same tactic. Maybe I'll say it's for my sick mother.
Well, the thing is, two people do the same tactic. We might have to figure it out once we're in. I also really got to pee, so I got to get in there quick.
That's true. I might just try that. I got to go pee.
No, that might work. That might be good.
Yeah.
It might be like, well, there's a bathroom down the road or something, though.
Okay. That's true. All right. You go first. I'm going to stay recording.
I'll record on mine.
Oh, it's a good idea.
Yeah. All right.
It's a good idea. All right. See you in a bit.
Okay, here we go. I'm on the phone. Walking through the Costco thing. Lots of people around. And I'm kind of nervous. Okay, where are you? You're inside though, right? Yeah. I had to grab my girlfriend's debit card. Yeah. Okay, are you over? You're over by the produce? Okay, sweet. Okay, see you in a sec.
Okay, so.
All right. So
we snuck into Costco.
Yeah, I don't have any audio of my snucking because
mm-hmm.
I just you called me when you should. I should have just pretended to be on the phone, so I didn't have any audio of mine.
Yeah,
I snuck in between two people.
Yeah,
you snuck in on your own.
But yeah, what you just heard on the tail end of that was me pretending to be talking on the phone. To
a devious scheme.
I lied, and so when I was going through, the guy gave me a. What are you doing? Like, he kind of like hawk-eyed on me, like from the Avengers. And I was like, oh, just give my debit card to my girlfriend. Bam. Got right through. He was easy. Didn't even care.
Yeah. They didn't even ask me. I just snuck in.
Yeah, Jack just
I sleuthed
fully
in.
Like,
because there were two people checking, and as two people were being checked, I just walked right in the middle of the two, pretending to be on the phone. All right, let's get back to it.
All right.
All right.
Operation Costco.
Operation Cost Bros is a success.
All right, did you tell them what happened?
Oh, yeah, so I got in. I just kind of snuck in as two other people were being attended to. There were two people doing the checks, and I just snuck through the middle, and here I am. I'm seeing a box of 34 Quaker yogurt bars. What else are we seeing? It's very high ceilings in here.
It's like any other Costco.
Yeah. So imagine a Costco, and imagine that in Vancouver, and it's a very busy Saturday, and you've pretty much got it dialed.
What a plan.
Just thought of something, Tristan. They check receipts when you go out.
They're not buying anything.
I know. They're going to be like, why did you come into Costco? And not, I guess they won't care.
Yeah.
We should also go on the other side. We're going against the flow. We're like, yeah, you go left to right.
Oh, geez.
We're like salmon in here, man. What I like about this most is because it's on my phone, all you can hear is my breathing.
Yeah, it's great.
For a lot of it, and that's my favorite part.
My favorite part is we didn't know how far we were going to take this. You know, the power had not reached us truly.
Yeah, our scheme.
Yeah.
I'm going to skip ahead a little bit.
Okay, we had thought, we were like, this is the zenith of our scheme here. But then some things happen, and I think we get a little mad with power.
We get a little bit mad with power.
Wait, why are you jumping ahead? Let's just play it in order.
There's like 25 minutes.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, they got
nothing better to do.
I mean, if it's bad, you should have edited it out, Jack.
All right, you could have done it yourself.
I know what you're saying.
It's the next one.
Okay, so we need to buy something.
Even when we go with the flow, right away.
If we're going to buy something, it needs to be something small.
Yeah, because I don't want to pay a lot of money.
Well, yes, and also it can't be something like... Oh, you need a frying pan? This one's... Seems pretty solid.
No, because it will... Okay, what's the move then?
So, I feel like... We need to... Well, yeah. This is just two normal guys on speakerphone. What we could also do is case the joint again. Like, case the checkout area.
And then...
Just check to make sure they're checking everybody's cards before we give it a shot. You know what I mean?
Like, on our way... But no, at the register, they're going to want a card.
That's what I mean. We need to check and see if they're checking people's cards at the register. Yeah.
Okay, let's...
So I feel like one of these clamshell... We're in the bakery section now.
Yeah.
So I'm seeing tables of stuff. There's a apple crumble pie that is the size of a small planet.
I think we stand out because we do not have a buggy. I think that's big.
That is true.
But I don't want to put.
I don't want to. Yeah, I don't want to put them in a buggy because that's mean. That's being because somebody else would have to clean that up.
Yeah, that's the thing.
We are the only ones without buggies, though. We should look more lost.
Well, I'm sure that's really.
It's not
easy,
difficult for us.
Not difficult.
Okay.
Oh, jeez. Okay. And another accident.
We've almost... Okay, we're in the cheese section now. Should we describe what's in carts?
Yeah, so mostly it's giant... I see a lot of detergent.
Yeah, I'm seeing a lot of detergent, a lot of bottled water. People buying a lot of, like, K-cups.
Yeah. Keurig cups.
Keurig, if you aren't familiar. And it's Keurig CUP funny colors. I'm seeing a giant bag of Hi-Chew.
Which one's Hi-Chew?
Like, you know, the little gummies? Like Japanese gummy things?
Where?
I see a giant bag right on top of the marinated herring there.
Oh, that's... Hey, we should contact Costco.
All right, let's try to... I want to get that big bag of Hi-Chew.
My favorite.
Mm-hmm.
That's like what someone would say.
Yeah, that's what lots of people say when they're at Costco.
So these are Hi-Chews.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, these are good.
We have a giant bag of Hi-Chew. What flavors are we looking at there?
I think all of them. I don't know, there's like a mango.
It says on there.
Oh, does it? Oh.
Yeah.
Got blue? Okay.
Oh, wait, I feel like they might be down here.
What's down here?
The Hi-Chews. If we want to get another bag.
I don't know. How much? We don't even know how much this is.
That's another thing we're going to check. I feel like, let's try down here.
Okay, let's do that.
You know what we should do? We should try to get as many free samples as possible.
Ooh, and then we have to...
I mean, That's another wrinkle in our plan.
What's that?
That's another devious thing.
Yeah,
we got.
So we wanted to try, because you can free samples at Costco. Yeah. It's like, why you do it. One of my favorite parts of that last little clip is we see two employees and we're like, ay, yay, yay.
We're made. Because we look like we were just holding my phone out in front of me, very obviously recording. Mm-hmm. Or trying to be on speakerphone in someone in like the loudest building on earth.
Yeah, we probably looked like we were like casing the joint for something. Like we looked like we were like planning a robbery
of like a six pack of Calvin Klein socks.
Yeah, but the Haichus, for those who don't know, maybe you should.
Let's give Haichus a little introduction.
It's a Japanese candy. It's kind of chewy. The melon ones are apparently really good, but the melon ones weren't in that pack.
The melon ones weren't in that pack.
Yeah, it's only the green apple.
I enjoy them myself.
Good.
They're quite expensive for a small little pack. They come in packs like Starburst.
Yeah.
They're pretty expensive.
Yeah.
So
let me go back into this audio.
Let's go back in. I don't know. Oh, no, it lost the thing. So I'm just going to go back into what I think is around
a bit. Oh, okay. Sorry.
Because of Audacity. All right. Bye. Yeah, that's what lots of people say when they're at Costco.
So these are high chews.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, these are good.
We have a giant bag of... Skip forward a
little bit. This is. That's
That's another thing we're going to check. I feel like... Let's try down here.
Okay, let's do that.
You know what we should do? We should try to get as many free samples as possible.
Ooh, and then we have to...
I mean, honestly, what's the point of being here? We're just kind of hanging out.
Okay, hard question. What if we see someone we know and they're like, wait, I didn't know you had a membership.
What are you gonna do? Snitch on us?
Yeah, maybe. Okay, let's see what we can do.
Let's see what we can eat.
Yeah.
As I tell you what, that. Yeah. Oh, I see samples.
Okay, let's do this.
Because I see. Tristan and I have been separated here. Alright, we're back together.
Man with a lot of beef.
Alright, I'm seeing cheese. I'm gonna put my phone away so I can get some of this cheese. Alright, so I'm on the phone.
She's not ready.
No, she wasn't ready. She wasn't ready. Oh, I see Cheerios. Oh my god, are these mini bowls of Cheerios? Oh wait, what is going on here?
When the rubber hits the road, baby.
Oh yeah, mini Cheerios.
Do you have fine for planting?
Oh, fine. Oh,
seeds. Yeah, so seeds for planting your own flowers, hey? Sunflowers, that's cool.
For your friend outside.
Yeah, I'll put those in my garden.
You have a garden?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, you haven't seen it yet.
I don't have a garden. Tristan does not have a garden.
Before an octopus's garden.
Oh, in the shade?
Yeah. Yeah, no worries.
Thank you.
In fact, because your product is good.
Yeah, it's good. Buy it. It's very cheap.
Wait, pause it.
Okay.
The product was very cheap, and that guy really liked it.
He did. He came back for it. I don't want you to worry. You go over the price on the tape.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Let's continue.
So
sorry.
Let's get right back into it.
Okay. $8.29 for 200 Cheerios.
I mean, are you gonna get that at Save-On?
But hey, we're in here. We're living off the land.
What you're hearing right now is two guys living the fucking life of Riley.
Okay, check this out.
Hit me with it.
Camera guy?
Yeah. What are you seeing here? We are very far from the bakery section, and they're on buns. What the hell is this?
Okay. Yeah, get this.
What
get
are
this.
You seeing here?
There's a tent on an angle in the air.
It's like an 80-degree angle, too. If you're sleeping in there, you'd notice. You'd fall out.
Is it maybe for like when also we're eating Cheerios?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, thanks to Costco, I'm just eating Cheerios.
Oh no, we didn't even need to go get that poutine. I feel gross after that poutine.
Yeah,
it's worth it.
We didn't eat the whole thing.
No. All right, I'm seeing.
You also got sunflower seeds.
Me too. I'm seeing a. I think I'm gonna run out of battery. Do you think you can take over some recording?
Yeah, let's do it.
We're hunting for more samples.
Yeah, we're gonna see what we can get.
I'm seeing one. We gotta go down the next aisle, though.
We're in the frozen section.
Yeah, we're in the frozen section.
Oops. Oh, Jack got in the way of someone.
What else is new? This is a...
A baby looked at us. Jack, a baby looked at us.
Okay, I think we've been... I'm seeing two things of samples.
Okay, we're gonna have to check these out.
Yeah,
play it cool.
Like it's a
bowl of something.
Yeah.
Oh my god, are those dumplings?
Okay, but let's take a look. There's not any Randy right now.
We'll swing around.
Okay, so far, the biggest... So what are you
saying? We're in the chip section, like dried seaweed, diapers, you know, that sort of general area.
Samples. Oh, again with this.
Okay, what is this? Okay, I'm seeing a box of pull-ups, 124 from 2 to 3-year-olds. It's weird that we're standing here, but there's a gallon of milk
just on top of it. 2%
milk. 2%
milk.
This is clearly a family that's not scared about their health or the health of Costco's bottom line.
Yeah.
Because they're leaving milk out of the fridge.
That milk probably will go bad.
Yeah.
Okay, where was this? Okay, up here. This woman looks like she's really selling.
I just want to bring this up.
Yeah.
The customers of Costco.
Yeah, people just leave stuff.
They just left
everywhere.
All their stuff.
And not even, like a gallon of milk just out.
And the chips were behind the fridge section.
Yeah.
Like, they would have had to walk maximum, 20 meters. And that was it.
Yeah. So that's one thing that we learned. If you have a membership to Costco, you might be a bit of a jerk.
Yeah. They don't. That's not something they screen for.
No, that if they do, I don't know if we'd make it. A couple of
I wouldn't want to be part of a Costco that would have me for a member.
No, very true. Very true.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Hunt for more samples.
Yes.
We're also in the coffee section.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you're listening to this and you want to recreate it yourself, just look to the coffee section.
It's like those PhD students who map out.
Yeah.
Like the path of a book or something.
Yeah.
In Dublin.
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 Okay. Some Starbucks coffee.
French roast.
French roast.
$18 a kilo, which is less than I pay. Just if you were wondering.
A kilo of coffee is it's pretty expensive.
Yeah.
Unless you're at, I don't know. I don't know if we're first in line here. This is a popular booth.
It's a melee.
I think those are the seeds.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Very nice.
French roast.
Oh, wow.
On sale. $6 off.
Is there already
advantage of the sale?
Is there milk in that already?
Yes, there is.
Okay, cool. And what's the sale on this one?
On sale, $6 off.
Perfect. $6 off? Wow, for a whole kilo.
I love the way you really explain good. Things.
Oh, I love Starbucks.
I love Starbucks.
All right, we're making off like bandits.
We're making off. We're standing.
Sipping coffee.
We're standing right outside the uncooked lean ground beef patties, which are something that we used to have in our freezer growing up at my house.
Classic and Kirkland.
I used to eat when I was at home alone. I've
seen it. I cook
shoes here.
Do you think there's free samples of athletic shoes?
That's a good question. Do you think it would just be the toe section? Should we loop back and see if we can get some more of those? The other stuff?
Well, you really wanted those dumplings.
I did really want those dumplings. There's a lot of milk in this coffee. It looks... Milk.
Yeah, I thought mine was, they put milk in the coffee. I usually like a black coffee, but it probably helps their bottom line.
That's true. Dilute it.
Yeah.
What do you think is more expensive at Costco, the milk or the coffee?
I actually don't know.
That's a good question. Yeah.
the economic talk. That's great.
We're back in the chicken section.
I feel like we're in the same place. We're trying to go back to
this. They had dumplings.
Well, is there any other great moments?
There's a bit where I ask you to get B-roll audio.
Oh, yeah,
of just opening and closing a fridge.
Yeah.
Let's just scrub forward a little bit.
Speakerphone. And she was looking at us a bit strangely.
We're just touring our grandfather around the Costco.
Mm-hmm.
He just loves to pretend he's out.
Yeah, this was our cover story for why we had the phone out.
We didn't have to tell it to anybody, but it's good to have it ready.
Yeah.
Make sure Grandpa can hear.
How do people, when This American Life records stuff and they have all that radio equipment on, how do they not look like the most suspicious people on Earth?
They do. We should have headphones on, technically. We have no idea what we sound like.
Yeah, our levels are going to be way all over the... Oh, my God.
And they were perfect.
They were perfect. I didn't have to do anything to this. It was actually all great.
Oh, my gosh. Bit of a traffic pileup.
Let's loop. Should we loop around this traffic pileup?
Yeah, why don't we, is there food over there?
Let's find out.
Yeah, okay. On the other side. Can you hold it? You're the audio engineer.
I'm the audio engineer here. Hey, I took control of deluxe fruit bonbons.
Oh, are these chewy? Or are they hard?
I think they're... Oh, these are hard. These are hard fruit candies.
Always looking for that audio.
Probably,
okay,
get this camera.
Whoa!
Tris is gonna try
the board.
I don't know how much that is.
Neither do I.
$30.
We can find out.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything above $25 here. Right, we're looping back. We're back in the produce section. Back in the produce section. I'm not seeing many samples over here.
Great bits.
With the shirt that says mermaid.
I'm seeing a lot of batteries. Oh, I think I see a sample cart.
Okay, well,
I see a little sample of a cart.
I think that's
classic Jack bits.
Classic. I hate them. I hate listening back to them so much.
Yeah, this is the road less traveled.
Ooh. Yeah.
On the radio, they can do like a couple of 6.2s in aisle 4.
6.2s, radio producers.
Yeah.
Get them. All right, let's hang a Larry. We're going
down this way?
Yeah, or wait. Let's go through the snack section. That's where the high shoes probably are.
Oh, yeah, then we can figure that out.
We can do a price check on them, playing high shoes.
Yeah.
So this is the current mystery. We didn't want to pay too much for the high shoes.
We're not gonna get ripped off by Mr. Costco.
No.
Are you hearing that, listener?
What is that?
$7.
What I've got is a single high chew that they were giving out as samples. They're doing the work for us.
Thing is $7.
That's not... I don't know if that's a lot or not. They're individually wrapped.
So the whole thing of high chews was $7, if you missed that, which is, I'll tell you what, that's a deal.
For 500 grams.
Yeah.
God, I love Costco. If only we could buy some.
Jack's a bit of a bootlicker here.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? I'll kiss some capitalists.
What about these magazines too? Okay, we should scope out the...
Yeah, let's go scope out the checkout.
So this is the moment of truth, everybody.
This is... We wanted to know if we could buy it.
Yeah.
That's the crux of the short.
That's the crux. So will we have...
Oh, this is really good.
Do you want to pause it for a quick second?
Yeah.
Do we want to just play the whole interaction, or do we want to explain it before or after? Because I'm not sure how clear it is.
You say quite a bit. It's a bit like when you walk in, how you're like, oh, I'm looking for my girlfriend.
Yeah.
You know you're making an excuse.
Mm-hmm.
So you get to hear Tristan lying.
Yeah. Okay. That's...
Then
maybe if it's unclear, we'll recap it after.
Yeah.
But let's just keep listening.
Yeah.
So we're at the checkout. We're trying to figure out... I'm going to skip forward a little bit. It's hard to tell when somebody's just starting.
I'm trying to find a line.
Potential idea. Mm-hmm. We go, if they do need it, we go and we say, oh, shoot, we must have dropped it in the store.
It's a good idea. Now, are we going to do... Are we
that Costco
do this
that
together?
Is.
Yes.
Yeah, we should do it together.
Okay. Do we want to try it now? I mean, I feel like we've tapped all the creative things we can do here. I'm going to hold your phone just like normally.
We had really done everything you could do in a Costco.
Yeah, holding.
Okay, so which line looks the least busy as well? Because I don't want to be...
I think that line.
Okay.
So we're getting in line behind an Asian family. Right, never mind.
Yeah, it's just a huge load of things going on.
I think that guy's only got a rug.
Okay, let's try to do that.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Maybe this one? I don't know.
No, I think here's a good...
Maybe should be bamboozled by the rug.
Yeah, sure.
Like blinded by the light?
Yeah.
Okay, we just kind of stand there. I was just holding your phone.
Yeah.
So pretty much up against my chest to get as good audio as possible, but not...
No, but
it looked like I'm... Yeah. We're currently standing in line.
And we were hoping that because the person, two people in front of us, was buying a rug, that would somehow throw the cashier off their game.
The cashier was like, buying a rug at Costco?
Yeah.
He must be a member. Nobody would.
But I think there was a person in between us two that kind of allowed them to reset. So
yeah.
we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
What's your reason for buying one thing of Haichu, and that's it, at Costco? I guess that guy just bought a rug.
Yeah, it's an expensive rug, too, so.
True. You've come all the way to Costco. I guess you could just live across the road.
Yeah. I don't think it's gonna be.
I should probably have your phone on if I'm gonna be just looking at it.
Yeah.
How does it feel that I could have dug through your Facebook?
Oh, yeah.
I could have posted like for a TBH. Yeah. You would have had no control.
Okay, let's just let this play and then let the suspense build.
Wait, isn't it?
No, it's almost it's the other way. You almost had it.
Uh-huh.
Showing you how to unlock
almost
my phone.
Almost got you, buddy.
Sorry.
Sick.
Oh, they're scanning cards.
tired. Me too.
I wrote an exam this morning.
Yeah,
that's like, that was like 3 days ago.
Why not? Or she says, can you also get CD?
Do you have Visa?
No, just debit.
I might have to put it on credit.
Why
do
they need to?
I don't think they have debit.
We'll find out.
I'm sure they do. We'll find out. We'll have to find out.
Yeah. Hi.
Kristen.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, 1 second. Did I give it to you, Jack?
Nope.
You put the coat.
Okay, I might have dropped it in the store. Is that okay?
Did you have a driver's license?
I don't think I have mine right now on with me. I have no driver, so. Yeah.
Oh, I don't have any.
You got food. I don't know if that counts. Where did I freaking put that? I think I chucked it. I think I threw it in the seat. Is that alright?
Chris! He dropped his card, probably lost his card.
Yeah, I think I lost my card in the store somewhere.
And he don't have a
VCID. Okay, sweet. I don't have it. Okay, thanks. Sorry about that.
You don't have
that.
A driver's
license. Next time. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. I'm here on my identity card, please. Thank you. Sweet. And I'll keep this one. Thank you.
Keep it together, keep it together.
Yeah, wait till we're outside.
Stay cool, stay cool. Pull off the heist of a century.
Okay, is Chris looking at us? Do you want to do a quick look behind us?
No, it's way more suspicious if you look behind us. Maybe they'll do a quick spin.
I don't know, what do you think?
No, I don't know. It's a bit of a good thing you're stretching them.
Yeah.
It's a good idea. That is my fucking. All right.
Wait, did it get to us? I know we just laugh maniacally.
All right. Okay. We are back where we started.
That's how it's done.
Oh, man.
We did it, everyone. The great Costco caper.
So if it was kind of hard to hear, I'll give a quick recap of what happened. We were going through the... Oh man, can you turn this down a bit? We went up to the cashier, and she asked for the card. I said I dropped it in a store somewhere. She then asked for a driver's license, and as soon as I gave her a driver's license, she would know.
She'd just punch in your last name and go, "There's no Wheeler at this address."
Yeah. So I said, "No, I don't have it with me. I don't really drive." And then she called in Chris, which you might have heard.
You can't really hear Chris because he just kind of came in and went,
he's kind of,
just go over to the customer service counter.
But he punched a little code in, and I was able to buy the bag of Hi-Chews, and we made off like bandits.
We did it. You know what? They tasted sweeter than any Hi-Chew. I have a few mango left. Not the biggest fan of mango. Mm-hmm.
I still have a few left.
Which ones do you have left?
I don't know, just a bunch.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I'm going to kill the survivor here.
Yeah. Man.
We did it.
Remember the euphoria?
It was the best. We got on the SkyTrain like a couple of ninnies.
Yeah.
Just joking and joshing around.
Joking and joshing. Well, that was the Operation Cost Bros.
Yeah.
A.K.A. Operation Cost Go. Yeah. Why don't we go to a QLB,
Let's go to a QLB because I believe you have another story. This is just an action-packed episode.
I know. I think that's the last 30 minutes of our show. I have a story that something weird happened. It probably won't last. We also have other news to discuss.
We also have
a few updates.
We have beefs. We have beefs.
To cook. We're not going to squash them. We're cooking them.
We're cooking those beefs.
We're cooking with fire. So you're listening to Radio Pizza Party on CITR 101.9 FM.
FM.
Of course, broadcasting from Ontario territory of the Musqueam. What do we got coming up?
We're going to play another Devour song because I was distracted by that amazing story to pick a new song. Yeah. This one is Garnet Graves.
Cool, I love this song.
And we'll see you in a few minutes.
Sick.
As heaven is wide, I'm floating above an ocean of wax, evading the sun.
So happy because Fun Drive 2019 is officially over. What a great feeling. To everyone who donated their time, their energy, and their money, the people who forgot to donate now but will online at citr.ca/donate, those who couldn't donate this year but will next year, and to our community as a whole, CITR and Discorder just want to say...
said that people disappoint, but pizza is eternal. That adage is being put to the test with Canadians weighing in on pizza, love, and slice etiquette. 6 in 10 Canadians have some type of relationship deal breaker when it comes to pizza, but 1 in 3 have no pizza love limits at all. The top deal breaker was eating pizza in bed at 18%, and closely behind was anchovies on pizza at 17%. Next up were picks the cheese off at 10, eats pizza with a knife and fork at 8%, uses too much garlic dipping sauce at 7%, puts pineapple on pizza at 6%, doesn't eat the crust at 6%, and eats it cold at 4%. So cuddle up on the couch and share some za and some love.
Better than reading a great magazine? Reading a great magazine that also helps you fight poverty. Megaphone magazine is sold by homeless and low-income vendors on the streets of Vancouver and Victoria. Vendors buy magazines for 75 cents and sell them for $2. It's flexible, low-barrier work for people who may not have access to traditional jobs. Download the Megaphone app to find vendors and buy the magazine, even when you don't have change.
Hey.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey.
So, yes, it is I.
Yep.
Tristan Wheeler. I don't even know if we introduced ourselves this episode.
I don't think we did. I'm Jack Lammy.
I'm Tristan Wheeler.
We were way too excited about the costume.
We were. So, this is Radio Pizza Party. If you're just calling in, if you're just listening in, we recounted our crime of the century, as I call it.
Yeah, the caper that will never be topped.
Of getting into Costco, buying a thing without a Costco membership.
It'll never be done again.
So if you missed that and you want to listen to it, we'll be podcasting this episode, as always, and you can always listen to that later on. But I have a little story to...
share.
To share.
Thanks. All right, tell me about it.
Okay, so first of all, I'm going to try to get a hold of someone who is there for it as well.
Why don't you get her to call in?
Okay. What? Yes. Okay. So, 82-2487. Right. 2487.
Yeah.
So me and Stephanie, the aforementioned girlfriend of mine, don't tell my fiancés.
Oh.
We are in a flower shop.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, sure. Why not?
Why not? And this was just after getting groceries. Like, hey, it's sunny out. We'll get some flowers.
Mm-hmm.
And we're getting there. We're sitting there. We're just trying to figure out what we're going to get. And this woman goes, oh, hi. Like a noticeable... Like, you know, like interaction, eye contact, like this person knows Stephanie.
Yeah.
So
you're thinking Steph knows this person.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so Steph says, hi, how's it going? So I'm like, okay, instantly, yes. Okay, she knows this person. Like, you know, they're talking. He's like, yeah, like we're, sorry, 1 second. Yeah, we were just grabbing some flowers, and then the girl, the woman asks, and she's an older woman. Mm-hmm. She's with her husband, or a man, and she's like, "Yeah, we're just going over to dinner tonight. Are you guys having dinner?" We're like, "Yeah." She's like, "Yeah, well, we're actually going to do a dinner. You know, we're going to do it with my mom." Spoiler alert: we're gonna have dinner with her mom, She was like, oh, that's nice. And Steph said, oh, what about you guys? What are you guys doing for dinner? And they said, oh, we're going to, we got a call.
Let's hope it's Steph.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, is this Steph?
It is, yes.
Okay, I was
Steph.
I'm just recounting the story from my perspective, and then we'll do it from your perspective, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so
tell her what's happened up to now.
No. So then she says, "Oh, we're going to I think she said, "Is Cedar happening, or is it Passover?" She said,
"It's Passover."
Yeah, is it Passover right now, Jack?
Yeah,
Yeah.
Okay. Then she said she's going to a Passover dinner. And she said at this Jewish thing, she said. And we're like, oh, Steph's like, oh, cool, very cool. And then she's like, oh, yeah, did John tell you that the roof was leaking? Or did Kyle tell you that John had to come over and fix the leak? And she's like, oh, no, I didn't hear that. And then he's like, okay, well, it was good to run into you. And she walks away. And Steph looks at me and says, I have no idea who that is. Steph, do you want to tell your side of the story?
Yeah, like just from the beginning?
Yeah, just from the beginning. Like, what was your... Because the whole time I'm like, Steph knows this person. She's acting so, like, friendly. Like, kind of like how you... I thought this was someone she had worked with in the past or she had met through work or something like that because it was an older woman. And it was obviously wasn't like a student or anything. But I was taken aback, Steph.
So, like, right from the beginning.
Right from the beginning.
What'd you have for breakfast?
No, 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 not that beginning.
I woke up at 7 a.m. No, so, like, we're having an Easter ham tomorrow, right? So what do you need when you're getting an Easter ham? Some tulips, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we go to the flower shop, and we walk in, and it's, like, a really tiny little place. And it's just me and Tristan and this one other couple in there. And this is, like, right, we came fresh out of buying groceries, so I had, like, a hot cross bun in hand as we were walking into the store, right, like, mm-hmm. chomping on that. And I'm, like, eating this bun, like, crumbs are all over my face, and this woman comes up to me. I turn around, like, mid-bun, and she's like, hi, like just, like, a long-lost friend, right? And I'm, like, looking at her, and we're in the process of getting a new house. And I'm like, I'm sure this is our landlord, right?
Yeah, I thought it was our new landlord as well. It was because we only met her once. So I was like, oh,
we
maybe.
We only met her one time. Yeah, exactly. So mm-hmm. I look at her, and then I look at her a bit closer. I'm like, no, like, I don't think this is our landlord. So I'm looking at her, and she starts talking to me. She's like, oh, how's it going? Like, I haven't seen you in so long. How are you? And she's looking at Tristan, just, like, beaming. She's like, who's this? Like, just so happy that I found someone. And she's introducing herself to Tristan. Mm-hmm. And while this is happening, I'm eating this hot cross bun, like, trying to figure out what is happening right now. And, like, I don't know, Jack, if this has ever happened to you, but, like, when someone's like, oh, hey, like, how's it going? And you don't, like, you don't know the person. Like, you don't know if you're going to say, like I would feel weird because I thought she was old and, like, I didn't know, like, if she was just confused or something. Like, I would feel weird to say, like, oh, like, I don't know you at all.
That happens to me often.
Yeah.
And do you say that you don't know them?
No, it usually happens to me because my parents have the bakery. It happens to me that it's somebody that my parents know through that that I may have met, like,
long time ago, years later
or just know my parents. They're like, sure. You're the purebred boy, right?
Oh, and I'm
like,
said you right. mention it.
Oh, no, I said I was going to mention it. And then I'm like, yeah, good to see you.
Yeah, so it was like almost like one of those. I'm like, oh, maybe we like met this person a while ago and they just are really nice and memorable, like, remember us.
Yeah, but I honestly thought she was just confused.
Yeah, there was a moment too where I was like, yeah, I don't know if she's fully there.
And that's why we didn't want to be like rude or standoffish mm-hmm. or anything. So, and usually in that kind of a situation, like me and Tristan were talking about it, the husband was right there, like fully in the conversation. So you'd think that he would say something, and he was very much involved in this conversation too. Like, he knew who I was. So I'm just like getting the flowers, and her name was also Bethan, and yeah. I feel like I'd remember someone with that name.
It's
like,
a very memorable first name.
Yeah, it is. So, yeah, she was, like, telling me about her friend, John, who was coming to fix a leak in her house. She's like, we're finally getting it fixed, and we're like, oh, good for you. And, yeah, it was just so weird. It was so weird. And then at this point, I don't want to be rude, so she asks me what I'm doing for Easter, and I tell her, oh, we're having a ham with my mom. And I look at her, and I'm like, she's standing there looking at me, and I'm looking at her, and I'm like, so what are you doing for Easter? And she's like, oh, we're Jewish. I'm like, oh, okay. She's probably thinking, good God, this person that I know well for like however long.
Forgot that my...
she's known me for years.
Has forgotten my religion.
And then at that moment, we kind of just looked at each other. And then she's like, okay, well, it was nice running into you. I'm like, you too.
Yeah, it was. It honestly felt like a, I don't know, maybe like a Stephen King book or something. When you go to a setting, everyone's like, "Oh, hi, you've always been here."
Exactly. It was just so weird, and I feel like this is going to be a situation now. I'm going to like open the blinds. She's going to be like standing outside, or I'm going to be like walking down the street, and it will only be like her passing me.
Like, only her, like just a street full of this one woman.
No, I don't know. It's just, I'm scared. I called my mom after. I'm like, yeah, so like, this is a weird thing that happened to me. And she's like, yeah, but like, what if the person she thought you were did something evil to her? Then she's going to get you. I'm like, what?
Then she would have said that in the store. She would have just got you.
She would have taken that opportunity to get you.
Yeah, she wouldn't have sat at home stewing over.
Yeah, it was.
Now I'm worried.
No,
I'm worried. Have to close the blinds in the house because I think Bethan's going to come get me now.
One thing I was worried about was that potentially rocking this woman's perception of the person she thinks she knew, because like she had never met me, so she's going to see this person who she thought Steph was and be like, "So who's that boy?" Or like, "Oh, I don't know, who is that? Oh, what were you?" And then it's just going to rock that relationship, ruin it potentially.
And that's true, because imagine she's going to run into this person like next week or a year later or something, and she's going to be like, "It was so nice to see you in the flower shop." And they're going to be like, "I wasn't in the flower shop." And yeah, she's old, and she's going to think she's like, you know, like, I don't know, doing her thing, and maybe, you know, I don't know what's going to happen, but, oh, I don't know. It was very weird.
It was very
Stephen King.
Yeah, it was a very traumatic Stephen King moment.
Yeah, so it wasn't really a good Friday, to be quite honest.
Oh,
that ruined your day.
It ruined my day.
You were mistaken for someone else, which was really the essence of this story.
Yes, but the way that it happened, you don't have a full conversation with someone who you think is someone else.
That's true.
Like, usually you're like, "Oh, hey, oh, sorry," once you see their face.
Yeah.
But I think she must have saw them, like saw Steph, realized it wasn't the person, and like just wanted to be polite and didn't want to admit she'd screwed up. Maybe that was what I thought. Or she just fully just was like.
It was like a 5-minute conversation. Like, I don't talk to people I like and know for 5 minutes, you know?
Okay.
Yeah, you talk to them for much longer.
Yeah.
That's true.
So you hated this woman.
I just hope she doesn't get me.
Okay, thank you so much, Steph, for giving your address.
We're going to drop that
call.
Thanks,
call it.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
What a story.
Yeah, what a story.
Expertly told.
I know. So isn't that wild?
That's wild.
So
speaking of wild things.
Yeah, okay. All right. Our final segment of the show.
Remember
at the beginning of the show, we're like, "Oh, we have nothing to talk about." Then we'd have so much to talk about.
We have just been wall-to-wall details.
So
it's like Details Magazine.
Is that a magazine?
It was. It shut down.
What about Spy Magazine?
Spy versus Spy Magazine. Uh-huh. I'm a lifelong subscriber.
Okay. So if you were listening last week, you heard that we sent an email to Jack FM.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
So first of all, we sent the email. We read it out loud on the show. And then I, on April 14th, which was a Sunday, I believe.
Yes.
I posted it on Twitter being like, "Hey, this is what happened on the show on Friday." This, if you want to get all this special stuff, go to T-Bone_Wheeler on Twitter. Mm-hmm. Get all this juicy gossip. So I posted our call to arms, our hashtag, which is hashtag RPP wants the name Jack FM.
Great tweet.
Yeah.
Great hashtag.
We did that, and I posted the email that we did so people could read it. Little do I know. So first of all, first mistake. I tagged the wrong Jack FM.
Great work. Fantastic work. Yeah. And who is this Jack FM?
There's a Jack FM in Oxford, UK, which, hey, I will say, I don't have more followers then, but it's close. They have 539.
And you have?
445. So they have 100 more, which is...
Hey, don't sell yourself short. They have 94 more.
Yeah, it's not that much more, though. So they say to me in my tweet, "Top work, thorough and well-researched. But we're a company in Oxford, UK, not Vancouver. You were so close." Ellipses.
So and that ellipses snarky. Never led to anything.
No,
that was classic Oxford wit.
Oh, this guy's talking Oxbridge to me. So yeah. I say to him, "That's still pretty good. Can you reach out to them for this?" Because I assume that Jack FM is skull related. Yeah.
Come on.
They have the same name, so I'm sure they listen to a relative like you. And they said they couldn't, and they don't really chat or send things, or they're not even in the same time zone, which I thought was kind of rude, kind of snarky. And they even use the little angel emoji, which I think is so like, look at me, I'm just a little angel.
If you're going to be snarky, use the purple devil emoji.
Yes, 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 thank you.
Yes.
So then I created then I tagged the right Jack FM, which is at Jack969Van, which is, hey, a little hard to remember there, Jack FM. And they retweet my tweet are there a couple of reply guys, as they say?
Yeah, they're like the Krasenstein brothers.
Are those what those are called, the reply guys? Is that what that means? I'm just looking through. I don't know if they might have deleted it.
If they deleted that retweet, I'm going to my mind.
So they retweeted it. They retweeted one of my tweets, and they said, "Our lives might have been easier if we had named ourselves No Name FM," with quoting my tweet. So, first of all,
ouch.
Ouch. And I don't know if that's calling us no names, or if they're saying our lives would be easier because Jack isn't a real name, so we should have been No Name. I don't know, Jack, what did you think of that?
I mean,
as the titular Jack.
I am the titular Jack. I was not titillated.
No.
By this callous and cowardly response by the Jack FM team. I didn't like it. Yeah.
Okay, I replied to them. So does that mean we have a deal? R&R didn't reply to that. I don't even know if it's art. No reply.
No reply.
No, not red, not reply. NRNR.
Ouch.
And that got a couple of things. And then they retweeted. They did retweet it. They said they read it and they replied. They said, "We've watched Die Hard. We don't negotiate with terrorists."
I think that's a bold charge for them to level against two innocent campus radio hosts.
they're calling community-based radio terrorists.
I know they're a commercial radio station. They have to play Nickelback.
Mm-hmm.
But come on, guys. Don't be rude.
You can't call us terrorists.
That hurts.
That hurts. Hey, at the very least, that hurts.
That hurts my little feelings.
Because, yeah.
Ouch.
I would like to call us laugherists because we don't strike terror. We strike laughter into people.
Yeah.
Laughterists.
We strike laughter in you when you least expect it.
Uh-huh.
Like right now.
Ah! Hey, you're in the subway. Ah!
Ah!
Watch out. Crowded airport. Laughter.
Ah!
Yeah, so I thought that was a little charged. And then I think they also liked Alex Pandey's tweet, which was...
It was him in front of a Jack FM sign.
Yeah.
And he said, "I only trust the real Jack."
Yeah.
And implying that I am not a real Jack and that this radio station has more claim to the name of Jack than I do.
Yeah. Truly, like...
Which, for a so-called friend of mine...
What the heck?
I should have said that to him. I saw him yesterday, and I didn't say what the heck. I really should have.
Yeah, it should have been like, what the heck, Alex. Yeah, so it's been a little rocky this week. We had the jubilation of Costco and the deep, deep depression.
We had the highs and the lows.
The highs and the lows of this Jack FM situation. So I think, I don't know, me and Jack are going to have to concoct our next course of action. But the war is not over, Jack FM.
Oh, don't think that we have forgotten... what you're doing.
Haven't forgot.
Mm-mm-mm.
So, watch out.
Yep.
Watch out, Jack FM, because we're coming for your name.
And next?
We might not take no prisoners.
Mm-mm. Wait, did we take prisoners this time?
Well, as in, like, don't be a battle, and there will be no, like, physical force, so we won't be taking prisoners.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, if there's no battle, you can't take prisoners.
And there's no crime.
Mm-mm.
No crime.
We're on air now.
No crime.
No crime, no time. That's the words I live by.
Yeah, so no prisoners. Don't worry.
Mm-mm.
And, hey, not even a bruise. I wouldn't say,
are you telling them you're going to hit them through a phone book?
No, I'm going to say.
I ain't leaving any bruises.
I'm saying that there's going to be no physical force, no verbal force, but we're coming for your name, Jack FM.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out. We're tenacious.
Yep.
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 Yep. Are you a winner?
Yep.
All right.
So Jack FM.
That segment. Jack FM, you're on notice.
Yeah, you didn't even reply to our email via email.
I think this week, that's when I'm really going to put the pressure on them.
Yeah.
Because I haven't weighed in yet. I was saving my guns for the end.
Because you are the Jack.
I'm the Jack.
I've just been your advocate. As I've said before, I am your advocate. I can be your bodyguard.
Al.
Yeah.
Yes.
Al. Yeah, so Jack FM, if you're listening, which I know you are, every radio station listens to other radio stations while they're broadcasting radio. Mm-hmm. Just give us a listen.
Cool.
And hear us out. Hear us out.
Please.
Please, because we have a Jack. They haven't even confirmed nor denied.
That there's a Jack on staff.
That there's a Jack on staff.
And if there isn't, hey, hire me.
Yeah, on air talent first. And then if you need to, you can say like, yeah, we got a custodian named Jack. We got a maintenance worker here, the electrician who, yeah, no. We need preferably on-air talent, but I guess that would also suffice because all work, it takes a town. Is that just the expression?
It takes a village.
It
takes a village to raise some people.
Yeah. It takes a village to have an economy.
Of scale.
Of economy of words.
I feel like we've kind of exhausted ourselves.
What do you mean? I'm feeling charged up and ready to rock and roll, Jack. So yeah, Jack FM.
Please.
Please.
Return our messages.
Just
talk
hey,
to us.
And don't call us terrorists.
Don't call us terrorists.
Also, do they negotiate? They don't negotiate. Is there ever a line in Die Hard where they negotiate with terrorists? That is brought up.
It's brought up in Die Hard that you don't negotiate with terrorists. John McClane actually does negotiate with a terrorist in the movie.
Does he?
Yeah.
He negotiates him from his hand.
Yeah.
He negotiates his hand to the opening, to like a closed fist to an open hand. That was the negotiation he needed. And dropped Hans Gruber down that building. That was the only negotiation needed there.
Yeah. And yeah. Hans Gruber, as he was falling, was like, I wish I called a Hans Uber.
Stony face like that.
Yeah. Oh, no.
That was one of those famous improv lines.
Yeah. And it was in the 80s. It was like, what the hell is Uber?
Yeah, and he's like,
I'm German.
He's like,
you will find
he's
out.
Like, just you wait. That was my Alan Rickman. So
that's been
Radio Pizza Party on CITR 101.9 FM.
Yeah. Tune in next week to hear the thrilling next episode, hopefully conclusion, of what are we going to do about this Jack FM guy?
Yeah, we're going to have to figure it out. I think we might have to give him a call.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Should we name our episode?
Well, first we should say up next is African Rhythms with David Love Jones, of course.
Of course.
Of course, of course.
I mean, if you'd forgotten that. Stop listening now.
Yeah. And if you liked this, you can listen to it on iTunes. Again, if you missed a part.
If you don't tune.
Mm-hmm.
iTunes.
Which is under, I believe, CITR -- Radio Pizza Party.
Spaces in between all those words.
Yes, between the words, not the letters.
No.
And you can, I think, get that on most, or if not all, podcasting apps. I don't know. Probably. Rate and review us if you thought it was particularly good or if you just thought it sucked. I mean, give us a bad review. Who cares?
Why not?
Yeah, why not? So.
So.
Also follow me on Twitter, T-Bone_Wheeler.
I'm Jack _Lamming.
Yeah. So, Jack, what we want to name this episode?
I'm going to just go with first word, Costco.
What?
Gaper. Say that as the next word. Say gaper. It'll be a good title.
Caper.
Caper.
Oh, wait.
All right.
No, can I put a question mark? Because I wasn't sure.
So you wanted to be Costco Caper?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening. Tune in next week. Musical guest. I'm hunting. You think you're intimidating? Oh, yeah, I'm soft, but I mean though. Move back so don't ever get too close. Yeah, I'm soft, but I mean though. I'm soft, but I mean though. Stay broad with my team though. Got my natives and my niggas and my gringos. Said I'm soft, but I mean though. I'm coming and brooding, I'm bringing the truth. Anyone giving truth is a gun. We banging these boots and we be so obtuse. Always wrecking the mic that we on. We banging the news, you'll be seeing it soon. If I give you my time, it's an honor. Can't be a group like Madonna. A poster for warning. Now stand back, here's a cutter. Every group gang track slap like Judder. Every day we spinning it, doing just what we wanna. We steady on the grind and eventually on the come up. Yeah, sun up, we'll be on the grids. Heavy coming with it, always focus on the biz. Do it for myself, always do it for my kid. Never gonna stop, nigga, this is how I live. Yeah, emulator, you're emulating us. Formulator, can't delegate to us. Force more prime when we elevating. Max hair breach when we entertaining. Now hold up, while I give them all a little bit of, yeah. Real bars, come and kill it. When I hit you with this shit, yeah. I'm hunting. Think you intimidate me? No. Yeah, I'm soft, but I mean though. Move back, so I never get too close. I'm soft, but I mean though. Yeah. I'm soft, but I mean though. Stay broad with my team though. Got my natives and my niggas and my gringos. Said I'm soft, but I mean though. You think you intimidate me? No. Yeah, I'm soft, but I mean though. Move back, so I never get too close. Said I'm soft, but I mean though. I'm soft, but I mean though. Yeah. Stay broad with my team though. Got my natives and my niggas and my gringos. Said I'm soft, but I mean though. Avert your gaze, nigga. You'll be feeling some kind of way, nigga. The world is what I made, and I will never slow down till I'm getting paid, nigga. Behave when I put you in your place. Mama Empress has spoken, you reply, okay, mama. And never will I accept any disrespect. Trying, I'ma bring you the drama. Talking all that shit, but you cannot back it up. Boy, slow down, bro, put the lips on the cup. Get turned up, then they're gonna run out of fuck. So hold up, turns out I was born with none, huh. So take a chance, realize I warned you, though. Won't get it past, gon' burn slow. I and I always running on the low. Take your eyes off, and I'ma rub your blind. How you go? I know you see my curls on my cheek. Yeah. I know you hear my soft ass beat. Yeah. I know you know my time ain't free. I know you creeping my IG. I know you thinking she's so sweet. Till you hear this napalm that be licking on my teeth. With the mic on the beat, got you jumping on your seat like damn. She bringing a jam. She might be the man. She might be the man. Now don't get it twisted. I be the business. I be the missus. Be the and at the same time, I'm a mistress. Paying the visits, making them vicious. Yeah, that's me. Put the booty on the D-H-O-P-E. The one and only. Set to say destiny and show it, show it. I'm hunting, I'm hunting. Think you intimidate me? No. Yeah, I'm soft, but I mean though.